And so the fact that that was issued Tuesday and it's now Friday, and that alert was issued for 72 hours. So at best, it's maybe the end of today if they decide to push it out. At least that's what they were looking at. April 11th, moving on to Wednesday, President Trump hits the Twitter again, saying, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice, new, and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. So then the executive branch put their heads back in their hands and said, what are you doing? Like, what? We have a phone. You don't need to tweet them. Of course, at the same time, amid Donald Trump's bullish rhetoric, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis suggests that the U.S. remains uncertain about the details of what exactly occurred, adding that no decision has been made yet to strike Syria. He's quoted as saying, we're still assessing the intelligence, ourselves and our allies. We're still working on this, he told the media on Wednesday. And at the same time, Russian President Vladimir Putin put out a statement, the summary of it being, the world is getting more chaotic, but we hope that common sense will prevail. Moving on to April 12th, which is yesterday, Theresa May decides to order UK submarines into striking range of Syria, getting purportedly ready to strike Bashar al-Assad as early as Thursday night, according to the Telegram. So Tuesday, we were told, hey, within the next 72 hours, there could be some missiles flying through Syria, so you may want to avoid it at all costs. Nothing happens Wednesday. Thursday night, the UK tells its submarines to get into striking range for a possible attack. And that's when President Trump decides he's just going to change the game again. Tweets out on Thursday, never said when attack on Syria would take place. Could be very soon, or not so soon at all. In any event, the United States, under my administration, has done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where is our thank you, America? So when he does say stuff like that, I actually look at Comey's thing about him being a mob boss, and I go, you know, in that context, it actually kind of fits. It actually fits. Why don't you thank us? Thank you for what? Thank us for not bombing you. You're welcome. Thank us. Okay, thank you. Thank you for not bombing us. You're welcome, America. And then he just walks away. And the last thing of note that happened on Thursday, because there was a lot of stuff to try and parse it down into a cogent summary. Well, it wasn't hard, but it wasn't exactly an easy task. And then finally on Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump put off a final decision on possible military strikes against Syria after tweeting out earlier it could happen very soon and not at all, saying that he was going to consult further with allies. And then today, Russia's foreign ministry said on Friday that a suspected chemical attack in the Syrian town of Duma last weekend was staged with the help of a foreign intelligence agency. The AP says that Britain has been specified as the actual target. Or the actual help. And they called for evidence to be preserved with a view to future prosecutions. That also goes with the fact that General Mattis says there's no evidence. I think he said, I quote, I think they did it. We just don't have the actual evidence to prove it. Meanwhile, this morning, Nikki Haley's running around telling anybody that would listen that we got evidence and we gonna bomb them. The French gave us their evidence. We have evidence. We're going to start rolling thunder. We're going to call it rolling Thor and just bomb the crap out of Syria because we need some missiles to shoot. We got it. We got too many missiles right now. We got to get rid of them. And then CBS News reported this morning that a blood sample was given to the United States from a hospital worker in Syria that proves that chemical weapons were used, which if that is not the shadiest thing I've heard in a while, I don't know what it is, folks. Oh yeah, we got this blood. It's got some chemicals in it. Where'd you get it? I got it in Syria. Why? From who? I got it from Syria, dude. Shut up. And that's pretty much how they justify it. Folks, there is nobody with any hands on the wheel at this point. Completely off the trail. And by the grace of God and by the intercession of the Holy Mother, it seemed like Thursday night, if we get through today without a missile being fired, I would say with probably about 50 to 60% certainty that nothing will happen in Syria. Because I was listening to a couple of news outlets before the show, and they had these special foreign correspondents or national security or old defense guys that get paid millions and millions of dollars to show up on TV and spout an opinion that doesn't make sense. One of them said that the longer we put off actually striking Syria, the less likely it's actually going to happen. Which means that, according to this guy, he wanted to just bomb them on Monday and just get rid of it. But the fact that there's been pushback, the fact that even though Trump has been tweeting out some crazy stuff, and you know John Bolton is right next to him going, do it, 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 do it. Can I do it? Do it, do it. It hasn't happened yet. So let's pray, continue to pray for the Holy Mother, to the Holy Mother for her intercession. Pray to God that we can get through the next 24 hours without anything being shot. Because that looks like to me, that's when the official Eurocontrol advisory will expire. And unless they reissue another one. Because that's the thing you got to look at. Everything else, me, here and there and everywhere. But once they start telling people to get out of the way, that's when you know it's going down. And so that is the Syrian issue this week. An attack happened over the weekend. World leaders, I don't know, maybe it seems like world leaders used to be more collected and calm. As far as trying to figure out what is going on. Or maybe that's just me looking back with mixed nostalgia glasses or not being there. But all world leaders, the French, the British, us, the only ones, sorry folks, the only ones who seem to be acting with any kind of carte blanche or any kind of dignity, I'll use the word dignity, is the Russians. And I'm sure there are people, the Russians, they're just evil. How can you think the Russians are evil? Make America great again. All right. Well, the Russians are not tweeting out every day, although